Project 1015. It's Tuesday, not Monday. Ha! Fooled you. Did you get a long weekend? I am jealous if you did. It seems like I did nothing but work all weekend long. On my yard, especially. How about you?
I also worked on my yard.
Woohoo! It's Samantha Raskavage Bars. It's time for Weld Earth Guardians because it's Tuesday, not Monday. My yard looks great.
So does mine.
I'm psyched. I hope I don't have to go out and do any more yard work until, October. That'd be nice. What case are you working on today? Well, Sam's the legal counsel for Wild Earth Guardians, by the way.
I thought I'd talk about our wolf trapping case. Back in February, Wild Earth Guardians brought suit against the New Mexico Department of Game and Fish and the New Mexico State Game Commission for not doing anything to control trapping of the Mexican wolf on public lands.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, trapping.
So wait. You're suing Game and Fish? Is that
yes,
what you
we
said?
Are. Yes, we are. They are the agency responsible for issuing trapping licenses. And by doing so, they are leading to the trapping of Mexican wolves. Even though the trapping licenses aren't issued for wolf trapping, they're issued to trap fur-bearing animals. And they also allow unregulated trapping of coyotes and skunks. And what happens is the wolves get caught in those traps and can either die.
And there's only like 10 of those wolves left.
There's very few left.
Maybe 20.
And so the wolves either die or they have to often have limbs amputated. So they're severely injured. And these traps are indiscriminate.
Mm-hmm.
They will trap anything, not just what they're intended to trap.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Now, who'd want to trap a skunk?
I don't know, but there is an active trapping industry for skunks and
really?
Coyotes.
Do they make coats or hats out of skunk?
I didn't think they did, but why else would you trap a skunk?
Why else indeed? Unless they just wanted to get rid of them. I don't know.
I think it's to use the fur. It's to use the pelts. So they are doing something with it.
I wonder how they get the smell out.
Tomato I don't
juice?
Know. No idea.
Whenever one of my dogs has a run-in with a skunk, it's tomato juice in the bathtub.
Right.
Hmm. All right. So what exactly is going on with this? Is this a brand new case?
This is a brand new case. And
so nothing's really going on yet.
What has happened is that the state has moved to dismiss the case, claiming that Guardians does not have any kind of a valid claim against the state.
Right.
So that's what's going on right now. That issue's being briefed and should be decided soon.
Okay. And in your opinion, state the claim. They say you don't have a claim, but I know you do.
Well, Guardians is claiming that it's a violation of Section 9 of the Endangered Species Act, which is the section that prevents the take of a listed or threatened species, and the lobo is a threatened species. And also, the lobo population that is in New Mexico and Arizona is called a 10J population. It's experimental, which means it was introduced into the area by the Fish and Wildlife Service. And so those kinds of 10J populations are still protected from take. Now, the state is claiming that they're not, that you can just take a 10J population and not have any repercussions and that it's not a violation of the ESA. But in fact, they're wrong about that.
10J is just some kind of a label, a designation of
yes.
some kind?
Yes, it's the section of the Endangered Species Act that covers introduced populations such as the lobo. And so it has a lesser level of protection than if the lobo was actually listed as endangered. But it still prevents just indiscriminate killing or harming
okay.
of the population.
Do you run a blog by any chance on the Wild Earth Guardians website? I think you should. As to, you know, just so people can keep up on these cases and
right.
what's going on.
Different Guardians employees do have blogs.
They
and
do.
You can get
okay.
links to those from the website.
Okay.
You can actually get a link to the complaint as well from the website. And you can see in the complaint there were 15 incidences of trapping of the wolves. And you can read about each incidence and see which wolves died, which ones lost limbs. Some of them lost
15?
A foot.
That's almost all of them.
Not all of them died, but 15 were harmed from traps.
Mabbit. All right. Check it out for yourself. WildEarthGuardians.org. Samantha Raskovich Bars, thanks for coming in today.
Thank you.
And thanks for keeping us informed and keeping an eye on things for us. Take care.